Hallelujah, peace be with you all, my dear brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安。
Thank God for the wonderful opportunity that once again I can share the word of God with you this morning.
感谢神再次给我这个机会，与各位一起来分享他的话语。
And I would like to use this topic. I delight to do your will for our mutual encouragement.
那今天早上我要用我乐意照你的旨意行来做彼此的勉励。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 40.
我们翻到诗篇四十篇。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 8.
诗篇四十篇第八节。
Please read.
第八节，我的神呐，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Here says that, Oh God, I delight to do your will.
这里说神呐，我乐意照你的旨意行。
This tells us that the psalmist is taking great pleasure with a willing heart and soul to do the will of God.
所以这里我们就可以看见作诗的人他心里非常的喜乐与愿意来去做神的旨意。
This is similar to our belief.
这个跟我们的信仰也很相似。
Yes, the faith we have, the law that we are keeping.
我们所拥有的信心，我们所遵循的律法。
Yeah, we are doing it willingly with great joy.
我们是甘心乐意，并且充满喜乐的。
Yeah, our belief is not that one that constrained by the law.
我们的信仰不是被律法所约束。
Yeah, but rather our belief is one that we can live with the law.
而是我们能够与神同行，活与神同活。
Yeah. But now if I don't have the faith.
那如果我们没有信心。
Yeah, I will take the law as burdensome.
我们就会把律法看作是重担。
Yeah, and God commands me to do that and cannot do that.
会觉得说神命令我做这个不可以做那个。
And the church setting rules to do this and cannot do that.
我们又或许会觉得说教会又规定要做这个不可以那样做。
Yeah, so I don't have the freedom. And obeying the law and the rules are difficult and burdensome.
我们会觉得没有自由，那遵守这些规定律法是很沉重的负担。
Yeah. And now, if we ask, how the psalmist able to say he is delighted to do the will of God?
那我们就去想，为什么作诗人他会说他乐意照神的旨意行呢？
Now he said here it's because the law.Of God is within my heart.
他说是因为神的律法在他心里。
Yeah, he said, sorry, he had listened to the word of God and had kept it in his heart.
他有去听神的道，并且有放在心上。
See what a person fills his heart with, he can act it out.
那一个人心里所想，他就能够行出来。
Yeah, so no wonder the psalmist was so delighted to.Live in God's will.
那这为什么这个作诗人他能够去乐意的活在神的旨意中
？Yeah, see, are we also like the psalmist?
那我们今天跟这个作诗人一样吗
？After we believe in Lord Jesus, do we have the same delight to do the will of God?
当我们信主之后，我们是否也乐意去照神的旨意行呢
？Yeah, here I would like to share with you 3 points for our mutual encouragement.
那今天要跟各位分享三点做彼此的勉励。
The first point is that the will of God is the standard of our value.
第一点，神的旨意是我们人生价值的判断。
Yes, and secondly.The will of God is the answer to all questions.
第二，神的旨意是我们一切问题的答案。
And thirdly is the will of God is our life duty.
第三，神的旨意是我们生活的责任，生命的责任。
So point number one.
第一点。
The will of God is the standard of our value for our value.
神的旨意是我们人生价值的标准。
Yeah, see, every day we make choices, and now the question is, by whose standard did we base our choice we make?
我们每天都在做选择，那问题就是，我们是根据什么标准来做这些选择呢
？Yeah, it wouldn't be too difficult to choose if we a person who have the law of God in our heart.
如果我们有神的律法在心里。我们做任何的选择都不会太困难。
Now let's turn to Isaiah.
首先翻到以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章。
Verse 20.
二十节。
8:20.
八章二十节。二十节，人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
Here says, verse 20, consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they will have no light of dawn.
二十节告诉我们，人要以神的训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
We must use them as our standard.
要用神的话来做我们的标准。
The standard is what we say and what we do in our daily life.
我们行事为人在生活里的标准就是要以神的话为基础。
Yeah, we should not use our thoughts, the trend of the world, or the value of the world as standard.
不是以自己的思想，不是以社会的潮流风向来做我们的标准。
Yes, young people love to say to this parent, look, the world, look at the world, look at the friends at school, they are like that.
年轻人都喜欢跟自己的父母讲说，你看这个现在这个社会，我们学校的这些同学都是这样子的。
You see, I follow them, I like them, what's wrong with them?
他们会说，那我跟他们一样，有什么不可呢
？Yeah, but see, as Christian, we should choose the word of God as the standard for our value.
那作为基督徒，我们要用神的话来做我们的标准。
Yeah, see, Christian have Christian standard.
基督徒有基督徒的标准。
Especially members of the True Jesus Church.
那特别是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
We are different from Christian in general.
我们跟普众意义上的基督徒是不一样的。
Yeah, see, here says if anyone who does not speak and do according to God's will.
那这里说，任何人他们说若说所说的与神的话不相符。
Yeah, they will have no light of dawn.
那必不得见晨光。
Yeah, they here that is to say they cannot see God.
那这意思就是他们必不得见神。
Because God is the light of dawn.
因为神他就是光。
Yeah, see, we know in the morning when the sun begins to shine, the light brings hope and energy.
当每天晨光照耀，就能够感受到希望与能量。
And on the other hand, if we choose not to live our life using God's will,
但是如果我们今天选择不去按神的旨意来生活，
our life would become one without energy, without hope, even without directions or goal.
那我们的生活就会没有办法，就会没有希望，没有方向，也没有目标。
And so how we dress, how we speak, how we do things,
所以我们行事为人，
they reflect our value.
体现了我们的价值观。
And of course, we all wish our value are pleasing to God.
那当然，我们也希望我们自己自身的价值能够蒙神的喜悦。
But we have to be careful.
那我们要小心。
Yeah. Let's turn to Proverbs.
我们翻到箴言。
Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言二十一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2.
箴言二十一章第二节。人所行的，在自己眼中都看为正，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
Here says, what a person thinks and do seems to be right in his own eyes, and this is truly so.
那这里他所说的，人所行的，在自己眼中都看为正，我们发现这个现象是真实的。
Yeah, we all have our own thoughts and method of doing things.
我们都有自己的思想，自己做事的方式。
And I think I'm right, of course.
都觉得自己是正确的。
But here says, it is the Lord that weighs the heart.
但这里说，唯有神衡量人心。
Yeah, it doesn't matter how others view us.
那我们不管别人怎么看我们。
Most importantly, it's how God views us.
最重要是神怎么看我们。
See, God not only see how we deal matters.
神他不会，他不只去看，不只仅仅是去看我们怎么去处理事情。
And God also see our motive.
神他也看我们动机。
See, the motive is the motive is the choice of a person's value.
那一个人的动机是每个人选这个人选择的价值。
Yeah, sometimes a person might have done it correctly, but with the wrong motive, and that is not good.
有些人事情可能做对，但他的动机是不纯的。
Yeah, so when we deal with matters.
所以当我们在处理事情，
we deal it correctly and with the right motive.
我们要有 做正确的事情，并且有正确的动机。
Then with the right view, then when God views us correct, then the people will see us correct as well.
那当神看我们是正确，他人也会看我们是对的。
The standard of our choice is God's truth.
选择的标准就是神的真理。
And when we come to making choices,
当我们在做选择时。
If we don't use God's word as standard,
如果我们没有用神的话来做标准，
we could be making the mistake, we could be choosing the wrong choice.
我们就会做错的选择。
Take for example, Eve.
那举例来说，夏娃。
Yeah, she uses her own standard, of choice to choose.
她用她自己的标准来选择。
And she made the wrong choice.
最后她做错了。
Let us turn to Genesis.
我们翻到创世纪
Genesis chapter 3,
第三章
verse 6,
第六节
Genesis chapter 3, verse 6,
创世纪三章第六节第六节于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物也悦人的眼目且是可喜爱的能使人有智慧就摘下果子来吃了又给她丈夫她丈夫也吃了、
Here we saw Eve was using her standardto choose, and she made the wrong choice.
在这里，我们看见夏娃，她用自己的标准来做选择，并且她做错了。
See, for God clearly told them.
神已经清楚地指示他们。
Yeah, that out of of every tree of the garden you freely eat.
那园中一切树上的果子你都可以吃。
But the tree of the knowledge and good and evil you shall not eat.
但是分别唯独那分别善恶的。果子你不可以吃。
In the day you eat of it, you shall die.
你吃的日子必定死。
That was the commandment given to man, telling us what is wrong and what is right.
这是给人的命令，告诉他们什么是对，什么是错。
Now what you choose, will you shall receive life, and what kind of choice you make, you shall die.
你做什么样的选择能得生命，做什么样的选择会死亡。
If you choose.You be blessed. Sorry, if you make this choice, you should be blessed, and if you make that other choice, you shall be punished.
你做什么样的选择能够得祝福？什么样的选择会被惩罚
？So this is the standard God have for man.
这是神给人的标准。
And this was clearly given to man.
并且也是清晰的、清楚的给人的。
See, if God's command was not given to them clearly.
如果神的命令没有很清楚的给他们
，If God has said all these trees in the garden you can eat except one tree，
如果神他只是说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，除了这一颗
，Then if you eat of it you will surely die，
你吃了你就会必定死。
Then such a commandment cannot be set as a standard. Why？
但这样子的这个命令他没有办法做一个标准，为什么
？It's because it was not clear，
因为他不清楚。
Which tree?
哪一棵树呢
？So when they come to pick the fruits, they don't know which one they can take and which one cannot eat.
那若是这样，他们去选择要吃哪个果子的时候，他们不知道是哪一颗可以吃，哪些不行。
So this is not, this is, so there is no standard for them to follow.
那这样就没有一个标准让他们去遵行。
But God gave them the standard very clearly.
但神给他们标准是非常清楚的。
Yeah, what you can do and what you cannot do.
你们能做什么，不能做什么。
And if you do this, you shall die, live, and you do that, you shall die.
你若做了就得生，你若做了做不做，那你就会死。
Yeah, God has given man the free will to think and to choose.
神给人自由的意志，能够去做自己的选择。
This is the great love for mankind.
这是神给人的爱。
But God did not create man as robot to be controlled by God.
神他造人，并不是让我们成为机器人，是受他的控制。
See, God gave man the freedom to choose between life and death.
神给人生与死的选择。
So why don't we just follow God's standard and to have life?
那为什么我们不遵行神的命令得生命呢
？Yeah. See, every day we make choices.
我们每天都在做选择。
By whose standard do we base on the choice we make?
但是我们做选择是按着谁的标准呢
？Was it like Eve?
我们是像夏娃一样吗？
Or did we choose God's standard as our standard?
还是我们是按神的标准来做选择呢？
So when we choose to use God's word as standard, we must also know what God's will is.
那当我们今天要用神的标准来做选择的时候，我们首先也要明白这个标准是什么。
Yeah, how do we know what God's will is?
我们怎么知道神的旨意是什么？
Now let us turn to Romans.
翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I read it in English. Says here, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you are able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So here.The latter part of this verse tells us that you will be able to test the will of God.
在这个经节的后半部分说，我们会能够去查验何为神的旨意。
Yeah, in order to know what God's will is.
Yes. 如果我们想要去知道神的旨意是什么。
Yes. But first, Paul said, "Do not conform to the pattern of the world."
那首先，保罗告诉我们不要效法这个世界。
If we are conformed to the pattern of the world,
如果我们效法这个世界
，then we will use the standard of the world as our choice.
我们就会用这个世界的标准来做选择。
Yeah, what is the pattern of the world?
那这个世界的走向是如何
？Yes, let's take example. Canada, in year 2005, has passed the law of allowing same-sex marriage.
那在加拿大2005年就通过了同性婚姻。
And the drug marijuana was legalized in 2018.
2018年通过了大麻合法化。
And these are the pattern of the world, and many countries are following these patterns.
那这个是这些就是世界的走向，并且更多其他的国家也在照着这个方向。做。
Do you want to follow the pattern of the world?
你要照着这个世界走吗？
People will say, why not? Since everybody is doing so.
有人说为什么不呢？其他人都这么做。
Yeah, see, many things are legal.
很多事情合法。
But when we test it with the word of God,
但是当我们按神的话来查验，
yeah, it does not meet God's standard.
咱们就没有去达到神的标准。
So let us not be conformed with the pattern of the world.
所以我们不要效法这个世界。
See, our Lord Jesus once said, "We live in this world, but we are not of the world."
主耶稣曾经告诉我们，我们在这个世界上，但不属于这个世界。
Paul said we must renew our mind in order to be transformed.
保罗告诉我们要心意更新，才能变化。
Yeah. Yeah.How do we renew our mind?
那我们要如何心意更新呢？
Take for example with our computer.
我们举例自己的电脑。
We need to renew our operating system regularly with antivirus, don't we?
我们经常会需要定期去更新，来去还有我们的防毒软件。
Yeah, it could be troublesome.
可能很麻烦。
But we need to do it to update.To protect the computer from getting virus.
但是我们经常要这么去做，定期去更新，让我们能够去抵挡病毒。
Yeah, similarly, our mind must get updated with the Word of God regularly to avoid getting poisoned from Satan.
那我们今天自己的心意、心思意念也是要经常按着神的话、神的道理来更新，这样子我们才能够去防备。撒旦的病毒，撒旦的病毒。
Yeah, we must always renew ourselves with the word of God to be transformed.
我们经常要依靠神的话来去变化。
Yeah, so that we will not be conformed with the pattern of the world.
那这样我们就不会去效法世界。
And only then we will be able to test and approve whether this is the will of God or no.
也只有这样，我们才能够去查验出来何为神的旨意。
Yeah, In our daily life, we make choices.
在生活中，我们经常做决定。
Yeah, when the choice is in line with God's will, the result will be good, pleasing, and perfect.
那当我们的选择是与神的旨意相齐的时候，我们就会一切顺利。
Let us turn to Psalm.
我们翻回来诗篇。
Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇。
7 to 9.
七到九节。
Psalm chapter. Can you turn on? Okay.
第七节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。第九节，耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
These verses tell us of the characteristic of God's word.
这里告诉我们神的话的特质。
Yeah, whether it is from the law.
那不论是律法。
The status and the precepts.
的法度训词。
And the commandments and the decree.
命令、道理
yeah, ，They all are God's word.
这些都是神的话。
They all can be trusted.
这些都是能够被信任、被信靠。
That refresh our soul.
能够去更新我们的心。
And make the simple become wise.
让愚昧人成为有智慧。
And give joy.
并且使我们喜乐。
And give light to the eyes.
并且使人的眼目明亮。
And all these.Are righteous. All of them are righteous.
这些都是公义的。
Yeah. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 19. Let's continue chapter 19, verse 14.
我们再继续读十九篇十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Here the psalmist pray to God, wishing that what he say from his mouth and what is in his heart.It's pleasing to God.
而这里作诗的人，他向神呼求说：“愿他口中的言语、心的意念，能蒙神悦纳。”
Because since it is God who weighs a person's heart.
因为是神在衡量人心。
And this, I hope this may be our prayer as well.
我也希望这句话、这个经节能成为我们众人的祷告。
Let's look at verse 11.
我们来读十一节。
Psalm 19, verse 11.
十九篇十一节，十一节，况且你仆人因此受警戒，守着这些，便有大赏。
Here says, I warn myself with the word of God because the word of God is a model.
他说，这个诗人他说，他用神的话来警戒自己，因为神的话就是他的标准。
Although, the trend of the world is before us.
那虽然在我们眼前有世界的潮流
everyone is following the trend,
每一个人都在跟随这个潮流
but when we choose not to follow,
但是当我们选择不去跟着走
because we have the word of God to warn us,
因为我们有神的话来警戒我们
telling us what is right,
告诉我们什么是对的
and when we are being warned, just like the stoplight telling us to stop,
那当我们因此受警戒就像这个红灯会告诉我们停止。
And if we obey the warning,
如果我们愿意来去顺服
then the reward will be great.
我们就能够得到大赏。
Because all because we are willing to follow the model to live in God's will, we will be greatly blessed.
那因为我们愿意按着神所设立的标准来去生活，我们就能够得到祝福。
The will of God is the standard for our value.
神的旨意就是我们人生价值的判断。
And point number two.
第二点。
The will of God is the answer to all questions.
神的旨意是一切问题的答案。
In our daily life, we encounter troubles and we look for answers, don't we?
我们在生活中都会遇到困难。并且想去寻找答案。
And often we ask why.
那我们最常问的就是为什么。
Let's turn to Psalm.
一起翻到诗篇。
Psalm chapter 10 verse 1。
诗篇第十篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 10 verse 1。
诗篇十篇第一节。第一节，耶和华，你为什么站在远处，在患难的时候，为什么隐藏？
See, the psalmist asked God why, why twice, because he wanted an answer.
那这里作诗人他问了两次为什么，因为他想要得到答案。
And God hasn't answered him yet.
但是神还没有回答他。
You see, thank God, at least he came to God for an answer.
但感谢神，他至少来找神要得到答案。
And this is the right place for an answer.
那这也是能够
to get an answer.
这也是能够寻找答案最正确的地方。
Yeah, he said, why me?
为什么是我？
See, most people think.God has forsaken them and not abiding with them anymore.
很多人都会觉得，都会认为神已经放弃了，离弃了他们，并不与他们同在。
And so the psalmist asked God, why is God standing far away and not standing with him?
所以作诗人问神说，神啊，你为什么站在远处？你为什么隐藏呢？为什么不在我身边？
Yeah. See, he haven't seen God, and so he asked God, why is he hiding? And asked him, why?In time of trouble, he needs it most.
那作诗人他因为还没有见到神，所以他说在患难的时候，神为什么隐藏
？Yeah, let's continue to read chapter 13, Psalm chapter 13.
我们继续来读诗篇十三篇
verse 1 and 2.
第一、第二节。
verse 1 and 2.
第一、第二节，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？第二节。我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高，压制我，要到几时呢？
See, when a person encounters trouble, the first question is why? Why me? Why my family?
当一个人遇到患难的时候，最常说的第一个问题，通常是为什么是我？为什么是我的家人？
Yeah, why do God allow this to happen?
为什么神容许这些事情发生？
And then the next question is for how long?
下一个问题就是还要多久
？And now he continued, yes, and the psalmist now continued to ask God how long four times.
那作诗人在这里，他总共问了神四次，要到几时呢
？See, in time of trouble, time is most difficult to bear.
那在患难当中最难忍受的就是时间。
Yeah, see, a day seems like years, and the morning never seems to come.
那一天好像一年一样漫长。清晨似乎永远不会到来。
Similar to Job.
跟约伯很像。
He wanted an answer because his three friends has misunderstood him.
那他想要得到答案，但他三个朋友误会他。
Yeah, thinking Job must have sinned.
以为他一定是犯了罪。
But Job said no.
但约伯说没有。
Oh, your children have sinned.
他们说你的孩子犯罪。
But Job said no.
约伯说没有。
Job didn't know why he suffered.
约伯不知道自己为什么受苦。
Job want an answer or a reason for his suffering.
约伯想要得到他受苦的答案或者受苦的理由。
Yeah, indeed, in time of trouble, time is most difficult to endure.
的确，在人经历患难时，时间是最难熬的。
But we should not press on looking for answer. Why?
但是我们不应该执着地去找到答案，为什么？
Because the will of God is the answer to all questions.
因为神的旨意就是一切问题的答案。
Even if we crack our hand, if we crack our head, we cannot still find answer.
或许即便我们绞尽脑汁，我们也找不到答案。
We embrace God, not the problem.
我们是要紧紧地去抱住神，而不是抱着问题。
Embracing problem cannot solve problems.
因为牢牢的抓住、抱紧问题，并不能去解决。
Yes, let's go to Roman.
翻到罗马书。
Roman chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
Roman chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被召的人。
See, all things happen are arranged by God.
所有事情的发生都有神的安排。
Regardless whether you like it or not.
不论我们是否喜欢。
Whether they are good or not.
不论是 好与坏
，success or failure
是成功或失败
，are they all beneficial to us？
这一切都与我们有益。
Yeah, see, God would not do something meaningless.
神绝对不会做没有意义的事。
Or things happen for no reason.
也不会无缘无故的让事情发生。
Yeah, God allows things to happen for us to face it and benefit from it.
神容许事情发生，让我们去面对，并且从这些事当中得到益处。
Yeah, and here says for the good to those who love God.
这里说叫爱神的人得益处。
See those who love God and uphold the will of God.
这些爱神的人，他会牢牢的持守神的旨意。
Yeah, meaning when whatever the environment set by God.
不论神安排他们进到何种环境。
Yeah, they face it willingly, accept it as the will of God.
他们都愿意去面对。也能够接受，因为相信这是神的旨意。
See, God's will is good.
神的旨意本就是美好的。
But many people will not benefit from it. Why?
但是很多人不会从中得到益处，为什么？
Because they do not love God.
因为他们不爱神。
And they are not willing to uphold the will of God.
他们也不愿意去遵行神的旨意。
See, the will of God is the answer to all questions.
但我们要明白，神的旨意是一切问题的答案。
Point number three.
第三点。
The will of God is our duty for life.
神的旨意是我们生命的使命。
Let's turn to Romans.
我们再看罗马书。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节，我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说。不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Paul said every one of us have received a different gift from God.
保罗说，我们每个人都从神那里领受了恩赐。
But we are according to our faith to have sound judgment.
但是，我们。是按着我们个人的信心，然后要去看自己。
Sound judgment. We cannot say we don't have the gift to serve God when given the chance to serve.
我们不能说我们今天在有机会来去侍奉的时候选择不去做。
Yeah. Have you ever said they have 5,000, they have 2,000?I don't even have 1,000 as an excuse.
那你是否有曾经用过，这个人有5,000，那个人有2,000，我什么都没有，来做一个借口吗
？And also, we must not think too highly of ourselves.
当然，我们也不能将自己看得过于自己所当看的。
I don't think we are better than others.Don't think we are better than others.
我们不要觉得自己比别人还好。
And don't think too lowly for ourselves as well.
但也不要把自己看得太小。
Yeah. The church don't need me. I am not that important.
不要觉得说教会不需要我，我不重要。
Yeah. It doesn't matter if the church service attendance is short of one.
那教会的聚会人数少一个也不会怎么样。
It doesn't matter if the holy work is short of one.
教会圣工少一个人做也不会怎么样。
If one day our Lord Jesus come and said to you，
如果有一天主耶稣来了对你说
，Come, let us go to the kingdom of heaven。
我们一起到神的国吧。
What would you say？
你会说什么
？Oh Lord, I am not that important。
你是否会跟主耶稣说，主啊，我没有那么重要
？If the kingdom of heaven is short of one, it's fine。
如果神的国少一个人也没有关系。
Surely we will not say that.
我们肯定不会这么说。
Yeah, let's then go to Romans chapter 12.
让我们来看罗马书的十二章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 4.
罗马书十二章第四节，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
Here we are likened to one body.
我们是一个身体。
And in a body there are many members.
在一个身体上 有不同的肢体。
And that all members do not have the same function.
不同的肢体有不同的用处。
So based on the gift we receive from God.
按着我们从神那里领受的恩赐。
We need to play our part. That's it.
我们要去做到我们该做的。
Yeah. See, God has given each and every one of us a different life duty.
神给我们每个人有不同的生命的使命。责任。
Yeah. Why did God allow me to migrate to this place?
神为什么让我们移民到这个地方？
There must be the will of God.
一定有神的旨意。
Why did God allow me to take up this subject to and enter to this particular university?
神为什么让我进这所大学读这个科系？
And why did God let me take up this particular job?
神为什么让我做这从事这份工作？
See, everything has God's will.
这一切都有神的旨意。
So we must be clear about our life duty.
所以我们必须很清楚地知道自己人生的使命为何。
Let's turn to John.
翻到约翰福音。
John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
Verse 18 to 22.
十八到二十二节。
John chapter 21, verse 18 to 22.
约翰福音二十一章十八到二十二节。十八节，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。十九节，耶稣说这话是指的彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。二十二，彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的门徒。二十一，彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来要如何。二十二，耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。
Here our Lord Jesus wants Peter to clearly understand his life duty.
这里主耶稣要彼得很清楚地去认识到他人生的使命，
and the thing he must not do，
并且他不要去做的事情。
Yeah. See, when you, he said, when you're young, you walk wherever you wish.
他说，你年轻的时候，你自己束上带子随意往来。
When you grow older, someone will bring you wherever, bring you where you don't wish to go.
但是当你年老的时候，别人会带你到你不愿意去的地方。
See, as Peter heard, the life mission, a life duty given by Jesus to him.
那当彼得在这里听到主耶稣告诉他人生的使命。
He turned around and then he saw, his fellow disciple John.
他转过头来看见这个约翰。
Then he asked Jesus, "What about him?"
他就问主耶稣说，那这个人呢？
And then Jesus said, said to him, "What is it to you? You just follow me."
主耶稣对他说，他又与你何干？你跟从我吧。
See, our Lord Jesus said, "Follow me twice to Peter."
主耶稣对彼得说，你跟从我两次。
What our Lord Jesus want Peter to know, was that he should not be comparing himself with John.You just follow me.
所以耶稣要告诉彼得的是，不要和约翰去做任何比较，只要跟从主。
You see, just imagine, what happened if our Lord Jesus would told Peter what John, mission would be in the future.
你可以想象，如果主耶稣告诉彼得、约翰将来要做的事情。
Yeah, Peter would quickly, wouldn't Peter start to compare?
那彼得是否就会开始的去比较？
See, by nature, people like to compare with people.
人性就是喜欢比较。
So our Lord Jesus quickly said to him, I said to Peter, "What is it to you? Just follow me."
所以主耶稣很快立刻告诉他，这又与你何干呢？你只要跟从我。
Yeah. So, let us also understand that, understand what our life, duty is given by our Lord Jesus, given by God.
所以我们自己要去明白神所给我们人生的使命是什么。
And don't look at others. I don't compare with others and look at others.
不要总是看别人跟别人比较。
Otherwise we might fall.
否则我们很容易就会跌倒。
In conclusion.
那做结论。
Let's read John chapter 15.
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15 verse 9.
十五章第九节。
John chapter 15 verse 9 to 11.
十五章九节到十一节。 第九节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。第十节，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。十一节，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Here our Lord Jesus asks us to love him since he had already loved us.
这里主耶稣告诉我们要爱他，因为他已经先爱了我们。
Verse 10.
第十节。
If we keep his commandment, we will abide in his love.
若我们遵守他的命令，我们就藏在他的爱里。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Why did Lord Jesus ask us to keep His commandment?
那为什么主耶稣要我们遵守他的命令呢？
So that His joy may be in us, and this joy will be made full.
那这样叫他的喜乐能存在我们心里，并叫我们的喜乐能够得到满足。
So we must live in God's will.
所以我们要活在神的旨意中。
And that joy will be in us.
那神从神来的喜乐就会在我们心里。
And this joy will be made full.
那这样的喜乐会被充满。
I shared with you 3 points.
我跟各位分享了三点。
Point number one.
第一点。
The will of God is the standard for our value.
神的旨意是我们人生价值的标准。
Secondly, the will of God is the answer to all questions.
神的旨意是一切问题的答案。
Thirdly, the will of God is our life, duty.
神的旨意是我们人生的使命。
Yeah.I end my sermon here, and may God bless everyone and have the delight to do the will of God.
我的正道到此，愿我们都能够乐意照神的旨意行。
And may all glory and honor to be given to our Lord Jesus.
愿一切荣耀尊贵都归于主耶稣。
Amen. Let's sing hymn 226.
即唱赞美诗226首。
We'll sing four verses.
唱四节。
I guess 1 to 3, right? 1 to 4, right?